The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And so what happens, it creates tremendous inflammation, and then that process continues and leads eventually to systemic disease, autoimmune disease, brain diseases, anxiety, depression, ADHD, dementia, problems remembering, diabetes, and obesity. So I go through what to choose to heal the gut.
Sheila Walsh, James and Betty, and Dr. Don Colbert help you lose weight, fight disease, and live a healthy, vibrant life. Next.
Hi, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh. You know, I was thinking about something the other night and I realized I've probably been on a diet for about 40 years. But you know what I discovered? There's a difference between being on a diet and living in a healthy way. And one of the things that we care about here at Life is that we want you to be healthy. We want you to be able to be strong and able to serve the Lord with your whole heart. We love the fact that you have helped us so much fulfill the missions of Life Outreach, and that whether it's, you know, Water for Life, Mission Feeding, Rescue Life, you step up and you help us. And so that's one of the reasons that James and Betty really are committed to helping you be well and strong. Our good friend, Dr. Don Colbert, was in town recently, and he sat down with James and Betty and talked about ways to renew your body, to strengthen your body and renew your mind so that you're able to be healthy, strong. And I think you're going to enjoy listening to what they have to say. So please, would you watch this?
Dr. Colbert, I'm just so glad you're back. I can't tell you how much I believe that you've contributed to changing our lives. Now, Betty and I are both, you know, we're now moving toward 80. Do we look decent for this age?
Oh, absolutely. You're in vibrant health. Yes.
Okay. But yet we've admitted that we've been really fighting some stuff. I have type 2 diabetes, which the COVID made me a primary target
for
death.
Right.
And I didn't ever have to be a diabetic. But the fact is that even on my long-range blood tests, where they look at what's happened over a period of weeks and even months, I don't spike.
Good.
And when I take it, I just know if I cheat, you know, and don't see that brownie as so, mm-hmm. I can't see brownies as poop. I try to tell people that, okay? But in fact, if it overpowers me, I might get a spike. My point is, I've listened to you.
Right.
And you've helped us, and you've helped so many people, millions of people. I want you to help everybody watching all over the world. If we deal with this the right way, it can minimize what disease can do and how it gets access, right?
Absolutely right, because the foundation of our health is our gut. Now, I didn't understand this back 35 years ago when I went into medicine. And again, back when I started medicine in 1987, I was in solo practice. I was on call every night. I didn't have time to be sick, but occasionally I'd get a sinus infection, but I thought, no problem, I'll just take antibiotics out of my cupboard because it's chock full of antibiotics. See, I was practicing conventional medicine back in the 80s. So I'd take them for 7 to 10 days, felt great, never stopped, never rested my body. But then what, I'd do this about every 6 months or so and just clear it right up. But then what happened in the early 1990s, one day I awakened with a rash. All over my hands, is red, is itching, all over my elbows, all over my knees, all over my thighs, and I wondered, what on earth is this? So I went to my buddy, who is a dermatologist, and I'll never forget, he had his glasses down on his nose, and he looked over his glasses, and he says, Don, I hate to tell you, but you have the heartbreak of psoriasis. Mm. I said, psoriasis, that's impossible. No one in my family has psoriasis. He said, sorry, you got it. So he whipped out his script real quick and wrote me out this coal tar and Aquaphor Aqua that's this old orange ointment. I smelled horrible. It stained everything orange. The seats of my car, my wife got sick of me. She said, I can't stand to be around you. I'd walk into my exam room. My patient say, what's that smell? I said, that's this crazy coal tar. My hands were all orange. I said, finally, I got to a that's it moment. I said, that's it. I'm sick of this stuff, because I realized, I found out that when I fasted that it went away. But when I was stressed out and when I ate anything fried and when I ate certain foods, it flared up. So finally, after all this investigation, I said, I'm going to check my gut, and I'm going, and it just so happened that a lot of the foods I ate were actually inflaming my gut. I was highly sensitive, not allergic, but I had developed tremendous food sensitivity. I'm going to explain how it happened in just a minute. But what I did back then, this in the early 90s, I identified that gluten was not my friend, which is in wheat. And I was eating wheat at every meal because, after all, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So I ate wheat cereal in the morning. I ate wheat for lunch, yes, and for wheat for dinner. And then also found that tomatoes and peppers were highly inflammatory to my gut. I didn't know why back then, but I found out on this food sensitivity test. And I was eating tomatoes and peppers every day. It just so happened, the flesh is dumb. It craves the very foods that inflame us, usually. Mm-hmm. And every day I ate grilled chicken, which was healthy, and beans. And I would have, some bread, some wheat bread, and then I would have a huge bowl of salsa. And I would dip my chicken in that salsa and eat it. And then when I was finished, this big old bowl, I drink the salsa. I loved it so much. But then I stopped
eating. What's wrong with salsa?
Well, again, if you have leaky gut, you're going to understand. I had leaky gut. It's nothing if you got a healthy gut. But I didn't have a healthy gut. The antibiotics had decimated my gut, and I'd failed to plant the good bacteria back. I was trained like regular doctors. We didn't give probiotics back then. Mm-hmm. This was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I started healing my gut. I started taking probiotics. I started taking some fiber, some healthy fiber, not wheat bran. Mm-hmm. Wheat bran would decimate my gut. Mm-hmm. But I started taking some psyllium husk powder that actually contained prebiotics that fed the good bacteria. I cut out the foods that was harming my body. Now, I kept eating the beans, which I shouldn't have because beans are high in lectins, which actually can damage the gut. But what had happened within 3 months, psoriasis totally gone. My dermatologist friend couldn't believe it. He says, I've never seen anyone get over psoriasis. But I learned that it was coming from the gut. And from then on, I started learning more and more about the gut. Then I started putting the pieces together. But the whole key is I developed a condition that's termed leaky gut, which means increased intestinal permeability, which means now when you have leaky gut, it's not that you're soiling your undergarments, okay? It's simply that you got to understand the way our intestinal cells are in our small intestines, which are about 20 feet long. That's where we absorb our nutrients. And it's one cell thick. And it's got these finger-like projections called villi. And what happens is certain meds, usually it's the meds that doctors prescribe, like antibiotics, anti-inflammatories like aspirin, ibuprofen, these meds that we take commonly for headaches, as well as acid-blocking meds, as well as GMO foods, start to damage these, and see, we absorb our foods. We have this wonderful, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, we have this wonderful semi-permeable membrane in our gut, which means we absorb the beneficial parts of the food, the glucose and the simple sugars, the simple fats, and the simple protein amino acids. But what happens when we start to break down this intestinal barrier, it literally pries open these cells, and it causes that increased permeability or leaky gut, where instead of working as a barrier function to keep out the bad, it lets in the bad. And then pre-digested, undigested food starts to be absorbed. Also, bacteria, yeast, toxins, chemicals. And so what happens, it creates tremendous inflammation, and then that process continues and leads eventually to systemic disease, autoimmune disease, brain diseases, anxiety, depression, ADHD, dementia, problems remembering, diabetes, and obesity. It literally fuels the obesity. So we start to heal the gut. You say, what's the answer? The answer is first the diet, and then restoring the integrity of the gut, restoring those tight junctions in the gut. So we remove the foods that damage the gut. Mm-hmm. Now, once the gut's compromised, we find that usually gluten is the main enemy to the gut. Now, of course, the meds, we gotta stop the meds, the antibiotics. A lot of people have been on antibiotics for years, especially acne sufferers, mm-hmm. or people that have had, recurrent infections, and they're just always on antibiotics. It decimates the gut, causes those bad bacteria to grow. So we gotta leave those, and I teach people how to search for the natural cure instead of the chemical cure. And then we start to manipulate the diet and giving the body what it needs to heal those tight junctions. Wheat is the number one food that damages those tight junctions, pries the gut open, increases zonulin, which helps to maintain the tight junctions. It increases that, so we lose the tight junctions. So literally what is similar to this, a great analogy is picture taking a tea strainer and you're taking an ice pick and poking holes in it, or a coffee strainer that strains coffee, or, you know, coffee grounds. And just take a picture, take an ice pick, punching holes in it, and then pour the coffee in there. Well, it's not, the coffee grounds are going to enter into the coffee pot, mm-hmm. and it's not going to filter the grounds out. So when you drink that coffee, it's going to be full of grounds. That's real similar to a leaky gut. What's happening when you eat that food, and especially because most people don't chew adequately, you're supposed to chew at least 20 to 30 times. Most people chew their food a couple of times, swallow it, mm-hmm. and that food, literally that undigested food, is absorbed in the gut, creating food sensitivities, inflammation in the gut, and that becomes food for the bad bacteria.
You know, let me ask you if this word, sometimes God speaks things to you, but like, and he really does very clearly, but I just heard like it's like a poison pocket.
Yeah.
Is that what it becomes?
It becomes thousands and eventually millions of little teeny microscopic holes working like that ice pick in the coffee filter, where it's literally not providing the barrier function. And so you're still, see, the membrane that God created is so amazing. It allows in the nutrients that we need, but it filters out all the bad bacteria, the bad yeast, the undigested food
so
that will damage our gut.
If it's not filtered out and it gets in, it is like a disease pocket.
Yes, it literally starts to cause disease and inflammation that eventually can spread throughout the body. So you say, well, what do you do? How do you heal this? Well, first we have to lay on the altar the foods that perpetuate that problem, that keep that leaky gut, that keep those microscopic holes open. We want to close the gates. And how we do this is we avoid for a season, and some people have to avoid it forever, gluten is the number one. The thing that really creates dysbiosis, which is excessive amounts of these bad bacteria so the gut never heals, is mainly sugar. It feeds on sugar, carbs, and starches. So when we lower that sugar, carb, and starch way down like a healthy keto, I didn't call it healthy keto, I called it a gut zone because it's a little different. It's keto, but we got to remove certain things for a season, just like I said, the regular cheese and things like that. And certain creams because they have lipopolysaccharides.
You said it yesterday. What's the kind of cheese?
Well, feta cheese is a good one.
All right. Yeah. And I ask you, because we don't like sharp cheese. We like mild cheese.
Mild. Sure.
Is it mild?
Yes, absolutely.
Cheese?
Feta cheese is
great.
What
about cream cheese?
Cream cheese, again, that's altar food for a season. Now, later, once the gut heals, you can add some of that back. Mm-hmm. But here's the foods. The lectins are the key. And remember, when I had my problem, I was eating every day beans.
Beans and
lentils.
Are green beans?
Green beans are not so bad. It's okay. Mainly the...
We have a lot of green beans. We have a lot of asparagus.
Those are okay. And those are wonderful. Yeah. But I'm talking about the pinto beans, the lima beans, the black-eyed peas, the black beans, the brown beans, baked beans.
You know, a lot of people are here, and they're just going to starve flat to death.
No, they won't, because I give them the answer. Now, what's interesting, those beans are full of lectins, especially it's in the outer coating of the beans, but it's also in every grass, like wheat and corn and brown rice. That's why we take the lectins out, and the lectins damage the gut. Now, most of our food is harvested early and shipped across the country when most of these foods have the highest lectin content. Lectin is simply a protein in the skins of, like, potatoes, in tomato skins and seeds, in peppers, but it's also in beans, peas, lentils, and wheat, and corn, and soybean. Mm-hmm. We feed most of our chickens, corn, or soybeans, our cattle and our pigs, soybeans and corn to fatten them up for market, high lectin food. So it's in the meat. So we want to get pasture-raised, pasture-finished chickens, hens, eggs, organics the best, and that are fed flax seeds, which are high in omega-3. Mm-hmm. So I go through what to choose to heal the gut. But the key food we want to do is those good, healthy fats. Mm-hmm. We find, I talk about my gut power tools, but the most important thing is the diet. It's a gut zone keto diet. So the same principles as keto, we carry it into the gut zone with a few little modifications.
Okay, I want to close by saying to the viewer, Betty and I found, and I know we hate going to the store with the masks on, and, you know, sometimes you want to breathe, just catch a breath. But we've learned to walk through a big supermarket and shop wisely. Mm-hmm. Can you shop wisely walking through an average store? Are you telling people they got to move strictly health food stores? Because mm-hmm. they can be pitching stuff, too, that's not healthy. We already know that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you try to show us. You've corrected yourself with what you've written. You correct me continually, and everybody in the world knows it. We send every psychiatrist and counselor up there like they, James, trying to help you. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. I want to say to our viewers, you give guidelines here. I mean, if you hadn't explained keto and others, we wouldn't have known how to shop, how to do. We wouldn't have seen the miracles
right.
that took place, okay? We may have come, we didn't get COVID, or we may have come through, in, let's say, with greater resistance to some of these trespassers that want to destroy our lives. Are you showing people here how they can walk through the supermarket and shop wisely and not feel like nothing tastes good? Are you going to show people how stuff can just taste really good?
Absolutely. And the key is this. If they're following keto, they're 90, 95% there. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is we have to add the fiber. And the key fiber in this is the psyllium husk powder. Now, the psyllium husk is simply a soluble, insoluble fiber that provides wonderful fuel for the cells of the gut as well as for the good bacteria. You are literally empowering those good bacteria. You are healing your leaky gut when you take this fiber. It's dirt cheap. And I tell people, start low, go slow. Start with maybe a half teaspoon to a teaspoon a day in water. It's best with cold water, just a little
you
bit.
You explain maybe this
yes,
clearly.
Explain it.
Can they go to the index and find that, find these
yes,
different subject
absolutely.
Matters?
Absolutely. And they just stir it up in cold water. Start with a half teaspoon, work up to a heaping teaspoon. Take your probiotics. Follow your diet with lots of olive oil, avocado oil, lots of healthy fats I talk about. Mm-hmm. I start every morning off with a half an avocado with some eggs. I have the gluten-free toast with made with rice or cassava, and I pour my olive oil on top. And then I have a little bowl of berries, okay? It's real simple.
Sounds good.
It tastes, and I'm full.
I think I'm going to go to Dr. Colbert's for breakfast. That sounded really, really good. And honestly, it's just, we care about you. You know, I think there's so much in our diet here in the Western world that is just so unhealthy. And many of you call in and you share with us that you're struggling in your health. And that's one of the reasons that James and Betty wanted Dr. Colbert to be with us to talk about the ways that we can take care of the temple of the Lord, you know, the temple of the Holy Spirit, our body. And that's why we're offering this Health and Hope package. For a gift of $75 or more, we will send you these three books. For any gift at all, we'll send you Beyond Keto. But if you can give $75 or more, we will send these to you. And I believe they will make a significant impact in your life. But one of the things that we really would love for you to help us with is there's people in the world at the moment who have no access at all to clean drinking water. The very thought of trying to eat a healthier diet doesn't even come into the picture for them, because the one concern that all of these mothers have every morning when they wake up is, how am I going to find water for my children today? And when they do walk perhaps for an hour or more, the water source they have is filthy and it's contaminated. And it's all they have. What a terrible choice to think, I either give them this water, which could kill them because it's taken the life of other children, or no water at all, which is a devastating way to die. So we have made a commitment that just as we want you to be healthy and strong, we want these children to have a healthy, strong future. Would you watch this? And let me share with you exactly what we're asking you to do and why the need is so great right now. Thank you. Globally, contaminated water extinguishes hundreds of thousands of lives every year, and nearly half of those lost are children under the age of 5. In Angola, mothers face an awful choice between giving their children dangerous, contaminated water or watching them suffer from dehydration. In Cambodia, waterborne diseases are wiping out entire families. Our team encountered parents who've lost as many as 7 children. In the Amazon,
Disease-causing organisms are not the only danger families face in their daily quest to quench their thirst. In this village, sending your child to the only available source of water means exposing them to a dangerous array of deadly creatures that lurk in and around the water. Millions of precious children throughout the world must depend upon dangerous and contaminated water sources for survival. They constantly risk their lives just for a drink of water. Yet parents reluctantly run this terrible risk with their little ones day after day because there is simply no alternative. At Life Outreach International, we can provide them an alternative, one that will give them clean, clear, life-giving water, but only if you act with compassion today before it's too late.
You know, I remember in so many of these Water for Life trips, I had two extreme reactions. Number one, how devastating this is. You know, to walk with mothers to the places where they'd buried their little ones. Because the trouble is, waterborne disease is one of the leading causes of death in children 5 and under, because they've got no strength. Their immune system is weak. And when they drink some of this contaminated water, they just are not able to fight it. And I would watch them taking water from these hand-dug wells, which are only about 6 feet deep, and the water's filthy. And you saw there on that piece that they're drinking the same water as the animals are walking in. It's clearly not a healthy source, but it's the only thing they have. And the first time I was there, I just felt overwhelmed by how hopeless things seemed until I was able to see where Life Outreach International, through you, our partners, have helped us to put a water well in a village. And it literally is going from death to life. It's from darkness to light, from children who are sick and have no resistance to children running and playing and being children. So that's what we're asking you to do. Would you help us make a difference? You know, our prayer for this year, our commitment is to drill 350 wells in over 20 nations. You know, when you walk with these moms, when you see the tears in their faces and you hear their faithful prayers that God will send someone to help, we get to be the wonderful blessing of being an answer to somebody's prayer. And if we do it together, we can do this. You know, if you're able to give $75 or more, we will send you all three of these books. It's called The Health and Hope Package. For any gift at all, we will send you Dr. Colbert's book, Beyond Keto. Such a helpful transition book. If perhaps you've been following this diet for a while and you're thinking, I'm not sure I can maintain this for a lifetime. Well, there's some really good news, good information in both of these books, and then 40 days of healing promises from the Word of God. So if you're able to give us $75 or more to help us drill these wells, we will send you the whole Health and Hope package. But for any gift at all, we will send you Beyond Keto. One of the things I love so much about James and Betty and about their hearts is, yes, they care for people all around the world who are struggling. 23 years of drilling water wells. But they want you to know they care about you too. They care about your health. They want you to be well and healthy and strong and be able to serve the Lord for as long as you can. So please, will you go to your phone? Make the best gift possible. Thank you.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's book, Beyond Keto. filled with advice and delicious recipes on how to begin a Mediterranean keto lifestyle. This book will give you the tools you need to conquer disease and lose weight for good. With your gift of $75 or more, please request the Health and Hope Package. This three-book set includes Beyond Keto, as well as Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone, a practical guide for healing your digestive system. You'll also receive 40 Days of Healing Promises, an inspiring leather-bound devotional that will encourage your faith as you dive deep into God's healing promises available to you. This is the last week to receive the Health and Hope Package, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
I travel all over the world as the Director of Missions for Life Today. I continue to hear some of the same stories. Death. Why? Simply because they don't have clean drinking water. These mothers who wanted to give life to her children. She wanted to bring health to her family by bringing water home. But she ends up bringing contaminated water, if she can find any. And it brings death to her children. None of us would ever want to bring death into our living room. But that's what these mothers did. They didn't want to do that. They didn't mean to do that. But either they can't find water, or the water they do have is so contaminated, it just brings disease and even to the point of death. So please help us bring clean water. Let's drill some wells that'll give these villages and these people water for the rest of their lives. Clean, life-giving water. Please help us today.
Thank you so much. I hope you found this program helpful. I know that these books are going to be a huge help in moving forward with a healthier body. And remember, for any gift of $75 or more, we will send you this Health and Hope package. For any gift at all, we will send you Beyond Keto. I really believe this is like the mist clearing and the where do I go from here, and being able to see how to make good, healthy choices. And in doing that, you will also be helping us give clean drinking water to people in over 20 nations this year. So please, would you keep calling? We want to help you, and we want you to help us help them. So from all of us here at Life Today, God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
It would take more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a Christian.
Former atheist Lee Strobel, next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.